We're learning Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Lamed Bet, Amud Bet. We're holding about 10 lines from the bottom, 2 lines, 3 lines before the last Mishnah on the page. We said that at times that you say Hallel, so the Baal Shachris is the one that leads the Hallel. So from the fact that the Mishnah said at times that you read Hallel, we infer that Hallel is not one of those times. Midkamal bishat Hallel, Mechlal deb Rosh Hashanah leka Hallel. My timer. So the Gemara says, why? Amar Rabbi Avu, Amru Malachai Asheret Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels that are called Malachai Asheret, we'll have to discuss those angels once. They said before the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribono Shlolam, Master of the World. Why doesn't Israel sing before you on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Amar lahem, Efshar melech yoshev al kisedin, v'sifrei chayim v'sifrei mitim p'tuchin lefanav, v'Yisrael omrim shira? Is it possible that the king is sitting on his throne of justice and the books of life and the books of death are open before him and Israel is going to sing a song? So no, that doesn't make sense. That's why they don't sing, and that's why we don't say Hallel. And here we see that the Gemara refers to Hallel as a song. So that needs some work.
That's so funny, because in the Gemara, in Megillah, in Sanhedrin, when it talks about the Malachi Asheret who wanted to sing Karav Zeh Lezeh at Yom Tov, the Gemara says that they didn't sing because Hashem was like, you can't sing when my creations are being sung. So the Marsha explains that the Shira was that the Shira was supposed to be Hallel, that they wanted to say Hallel. It was like a Shira of Hallel or something like that.
Oh, so the Hallel on Pesach is called the Shir, but Lechora, that's the exception.
Really?
Yeah. Meaning it's not so clear that the Hallel could be called a Shir. Lechora, there's Hilul and Shira, and it's two different things. You guys want to see an interesting run?
Sure.
So you got to open to the run.
Which tab?
Page Tessa Madalik in the run.
Which tab or match?
The bottom one.
Okay.
Have it? Tessam and Aleph. You have it? Gemara. Down here. מכלל דברוש השנה לא אמרין הנלל יש מן הגונים זאת שכתבו דכיוון שנלל בראש השנה ואין אבירון זה הלאה עונה שונים חליות בשבת אומרים בו צדקתך. So if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, then you can say Tzidkoscha. The klal masur biyadam tkol yom sheyesh bo halel, en omrim bo tzidkatcha. They have the rule that whenever you say Hallel, you don't say Tzidkatcha. Lefi sheomer oto al tziduk adin shel Moshe. The reason we say Tzidkoscha is we're accepting the fact that Moshe passed away at this hour. V'zeh kevan shein bo halel shapir dami lememre. And now on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, you don't say Hallel, so you could say Tzidkoscha. וגונים אחרים חולקים, other gonim disagree, ואומרים ראש השנה נמי ראש חודש הוא. What do you mean? ראש השנה זה also ראש חודש. וכיוון זה בשאר שי חודשים לא אמרים על צדקתך, being that ordinarily on ראש חודש you don't say צדקתך, וראש השנה נמי לא אמרים עלי. So on ראש השנה you should neither say it. והרב רב יהודה בר ברזילאי על בר גיליוני ז"ל כתב שאין אומרים צדקתך בראש השנה ויום כיפורים שלך להיות בשבת, ולא אבינו מלכנו, you don't say צדקתך or אבינו מלכנו. ומנגנו עכשיו. Now our minig is שלא לאומרו בראש השנה שלך להיות בשבת, אבל אומר אותו ביום כיפורים שלך להיות בשבת. ואפשר דתיימה משום דכיוון דברוש השנה איקה שמחה ואכילה ושתי הקשר ימים טובים לא אומרים בצדקתך. Rosh Hashanah is a holiday at the end of the day. You don't say Hallel, but you're eating, you're drinking, you're celebrating, so you don't say Tzidkoscha. Aval b'yom ha-kipurim kevan shu yom inui omrim oto. Yeah? V'avinu makenu nami kevan shu shela tzachim b'shabat lo tiru lo omro ela b'yom ha-kipurim shu shat k'mardin shimno achshav e'matai. And Yom Kippur, Chazal say, even though it's on Shabbos, what choice do you have? You're not going to ask for what you need now. When are you going to do it? That's it. So they had to permit it, even though it's Shabbos. To say Avinu Malkeinu, even though you're making requests on Shabbos. But on Rosh Hashanah, if it falls out on Shabbos, then not. Okay?
Avinu Malkeinu, relating to our Bakashot, because what?
We don't say Bakashot on Shabbos. Ordinarily, you don't make personal requests on Shabbos.
Right.
So if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you have no choice.
Avinu Malkeinu is like that.
You're asking.
Don't we not say it though?
So there are different minhagim, but here you see what the Ran says.
Okay.
We say it at the very end.
At the very end, yeah.
Yeah.
After it's darker. I didn't understand the Goanim's idea that because it's not, there's no halal suit. You could or should say tzidkatcha. I mean, there are other reasons why you wouldn't say it.
Why?
Like he brought later that it's that
when it's
a yom tov when there's celebrating. I thought the rule was if it's a day where you wouldn't say tachno and you wouldn't say tzidkatcha. Isn't that how
okay.
we go?
So you see, it brings another understanding. Say that.
You mean understand that doesn't incorporate that.
Right. Okay. Back to our Mishnah. Ran Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. Ein Ma'avirin Alav Et HaTechum. The Rosh Hashanah Shofar. You don't pass Tchum Shabbos. Now there's a general Machlokes Tanoim. Whether Tchum in the Oraisa or not. Ve'in Nifachin Lav Et HaGal. You don't uncover a pile of rocks that are on the shofar. Lo lin bailan, you don't climb a tree. Lo chin al gabi beima, you don't ride an animal. Lo shatin al pnei amayim, nor do you go sailing. So all these are rabbinic prohibitions. Ven chotchin oto, nor do you slice it off. Ven bedavar shum ishum shvot. If the prohibition is rabbinic, ven bedavar shum ishum lota say, or a biblical prohibition. Can't do any of those. You have a ram, he's got a horn, you want to use it for shofar, you can't do it on Rosh Hashanah. But what happens if you want the shofar to work well? So you cleanse it with water or you soak it in wine. Yiten, you could do that, that's okay. And makrin tatinokot militkoa, we don't stop the children from blowing shofar. Aval mitaskini men adshin medu, you could deal with them until they actually get it right. And if you're busy trying to show them how to do it, you're not yotze in that, because you had no intention to perform the mitzvah. Nor is someone who hears it from someone who's busy showing them how to do it, nor is he yotze. My taima, why is it that you don't let shofar push off prohibition? The Gemara answers, shofar aseyu. The responsibility to blow shofar is a proactive, is a asey. The Yom Tov Aseh Velot Aseh, the prohibition of Yom Tiv is both an Aseh and a Los Aseh. Ven Aseh Doched Lot Aseh Vaseh, and an Aseh doesn't push those off. We said in the Mishnah, Lo Olin Bainan Lo Ochvin Agabei Beima Vechulu. Hashtad Rav Nanam Rit Lo Doraita Mi Baya. If you're telling me in the Mishnah initially, you said, I don't let you even transgress a rabbinic prohibition in order to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. So isn't it obvious that you're not going to let me transgress a biblical prohibition? Says the Gemara, you're right. I have no choice. I'm going to have to give you a weak answer. Zov en tzarif lomar zok tani. You're right. The Mishnah says this, and I don't even have to say that. You guys want homework? Okay. Huh? Okay, so look up Zo the Ein Tzarech Lomar Zo under Ein Tzarech Lomar. I would begin with the Klalei HaGemara in the back of Gemara Brachos. Yes. And then look in the Yavin Shmua in the Klalei HaGemara and introduce Mr. Horenstein to that Sefer, please, with the Klalei HaGemara of the Beis Yosef.
Which Sefer?
Yavin Shmua.
Yavin Shmua?
Yeah, that's the book that Rav Yosef Karo wrote a commentary on, the Klalei HaGemara. I'm sorry. Halichos Olam. The Yavin Shmua is an alternate commentary on the Halichos Olam. There's the Yavin Shmua and Klalei HaGemara. They're both commentaries on the Halichos Olam.
This is the same Sefer as Halichot Olam?
Correct. In the Halichot Olam, not in the Yavin Shmua. In the Halichot Olam, you have a good glossary over there, a good index. In the Halichot Olam, so look over there.
Yavin Shmua is similar to
that. Yeah, I didn't mean the Yavin Shmua. I confused the name. I meant the Halichot Olam. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, I don't know if we have a new version of that safer. What is the word?
We said in the Mishnah, in chotechin oto, ben bedavar shu mishum shvot, uven bedavar shu mishum lo taseh. You don't slice it. If you're coming to fix the shofar, you can't do something that's rabbinic in fixing it, nor can you do something that's biblical. Mishum shvot magla. What's a rabbinic prohibition? That's when you use the vessel that's not really meant for it. That's a vessel that's called a magla. A magla is some kind, it's like a sickle. Lota say, what's a biblical prohibition in fixing the shofar? Sakina. That's when you use a regular knife. That's what you usually use to slice up, to fix the shofar. Again, hashta mishum shvot amrit lo, lota se mibaya. If you told me I can't fix it up in a rabbinically prohibited way, certainly I can't do it in a biblically prohibited way. Zuv ein tzorach lomar zu ktani. The Gemara says, you're right. Zuv ein tzorach lomar zu. Again?
Here has an
asterisk. Right.
You guys can help me find my answer in
there. No? We said in the Mishnah, if you wanted to fill the shofar with water or wine, you may do so. Maim o yain. O meraglaim, maim o yain in, meraglaim lo. The Mishnah didn't tell me you could fill it with urine if you wanted to fix the shofar. Manitin mani, abashuli. Who's the author of our Mishnah? We'll say it's Abashol. Ditanya, abashul omer, maim o yain mutak del tzachtzicho. You could put in water or wine so that it, you cleanse it and the sound comes out clear. You can't fill it with urine, even though the acid would cleanse it very well. And that's disrespectful. Now that's very interesting, because we have another halacha that says that you're not allowed to drink cereal from a toilet bowl. Meaning, let's say you cleanse out a toilet bowl and you say, oh, it's perfectly clean. Now I washed it, I scrubbed it. Now I'm going to use it for my big bowl of cereal. So you're not allowed to do that. That's a biblical prohibition called Bal Teshachtzu. You're not allowed to do disgusting things. Okay, so they used to have a really bloody vessel that they used to let blood. And it says even if you clean it all out, you can't use it to drink a cup of water. So we have a halacha that says certain things are just disgusting. And they're biblically prohibited, Bal Teshachtzu. So now what happens if a guy really needs to use the bathroom badly and he has a problem, someone's in the bathroom or whatever, so he grabs a kitchen cup and he fills it and then he pours out the kitchen cup. So that's okay, a one-time use. you know, afterwards he wants to cleanse it out. It's okay. How do I know? You see from here. It doesn't say you can't fill the shofar with urine because afterwards you're putting your mouth on it and that's disgusting and it's about the shaktu. That's not the reason why. I'm assuming because it's a one-time thing. Meaning you're not. It's not like a toilet bowl that was used for it permanently. I'm saying that's what it would seem like.
You're saying that hakavod does not mean about the shaktu.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
The kavod is a
shofar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Granted, but that doesn't make it about the shaktu. About the shaktu is a biblical prohibition. So I'm saying, so there's room here, you see, there's room to discern between something that's a one-time usage and a permanent usage. One time, fill it with urine, and then you cleanse it out, so that the Gemara seems to say that wouldn't be a problem. So you could argue, okay, you're putting your mouth on the outside and urine's on the inside. I don't buy it. I think that from here you see that a one-time usage would not make it about the shaktu. I'm saying, I once had an argument with someone about where you apply baal teshaktu, and he claimed that a vessel that's just an intermediary, meaning if let's say you had, for argument's sake, let's say you had a tube through which the blood would flow when you're letting blood, and afterwards it's cleansed. So he claimed that there's no baal teshaktu there, even though it flows through all the time. But it's usually clean because it flows through and it's clean. He claimed the only isser is if it sits there. So it gets absorbed and it gets all stinky. That's what he claimed. I wasn't convinced. I'm still not convinced. But I'm saying what we do see from this Gemara is that at least the one-time usage shouldn't prohibit it. And that also makes sense because the Gemara should have given that example. When the Gemara gives an example for about the shaktu, the Gemara takes the example of a toilet bowl. The Gemara takes the example of a potty. The Gemara takes the example of that vessel that's repeatedly used for letting blood. It doesn't take the example of one-time usage. And if that were prohibited, the Gemara should tell me, even if one time you used it for that. So there's room to continue discussing this, meaning we just opened it up. I just wanted to say that, you see, from here, you see, that's a direction we can see from here. I don't think so, because Mivneh Kavod sounds to me rabbinic. It's disrespectful. It's not nice. It doesn't sound to me like that's biblical. And about the shaktu is biblical. So I wouldn't think so. I think so. We said in the Mishnah, you don't stop children from blowing shofar. But if women want to go blowing shofar, we do stop them. But the Braisa says, if children or women start, you let them do it. So our Mishnah seems like you don't do it for women, because the mitzvah say, Shezman Grama. And here it seems to say that no, they could do it. So this needs a lot of work. Let's see Rashi, huge Chiddush in Rashi. Hanashim Me'akvin. The Gemara says, women you wouldn't let blow shofar. Dipturot legamrei de mitzvot asei shazman gramau. Because they are completely absolved. It's a mitzvah to say shazman grama. Vechitakei ika bal tosif. And if they blow shofar, you have a transgression of Baal Tosif. So according to Rashi here, at least in this stage of the Gemara, there's a tremendous prohibition. You understand? If a woman wants to shake lulav and esrog, according to what Rashi seems to say here, there's room to say bal tosif. So there's a lot to discuss, obviously. But we just opened that Pandora's box. Wait. The Gemara's in the middle of talking. So you got to finish the Gemara, and then we could start talking about Rashi.